Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
With the 13th pick in round 64, Bill Kornfeld is drafted to go to Buffalo. Shuffle off right now. All right, this is the week of the draft. Piece at Money Magazine puts it best. The NFL draft is un-American. Now, they center in on the NFL draft because that's the draft that gets the most attention. People following this, maybe the NBA draft is doing a better job with the lottery and all that stuff. The other two really don't matter. Who would know that? And they make the point that people like the idea of the draft. People talk in those terms. What is it about that that excuses? So is it, does it fit my idea? You know, the NFL does a good job on the surface of being competitive. You hear every team, any given Sunday and all the rest. But deep down, it's socialist. Meaning that you have, they're all in it together. That's where the profit comes from. That's what they share with TV deals and the like. The other part of it that's socialist is the draft. If you come in last, if you lose enough, you get to draft somebody that has to go there and play in a place that's been losing. Now, even soccer, which I often mock with their 0-0 scores, as I understand it, in some soccer leagues, whoever comes in last gets demoted to the next tier of soccer, and somebody else gets to take their place that's the best in that tier. Imagine if that were done in other sports. Just imagine where the Cleveland Browns would be. They'd be playing in some league, and they'd be Canadian football by this point. Wouldn't that be a better thing? All right, 855-839-1210. Has it ever occurred to you on draft week, this week, I mean, I'll admit I'll be following, too, to see what the Eagles do and all the speculation around it and all that. But should you be able? What's your argument? Is the argument money? Well, a lot of people get paid a lot of money. They don't have to submit to a draft. I mean, NFL football players are not well paid sometimes, given what they do, given how short their career is, given the restrictions they're under, given that guaranteed contracts are often anything but. You probably make a better case for baseball players, maybe basketball, to some degree, given the less risk of injury that's going to be lifelong chronic difficulty, right? So 855-839-1210. Have you ever thought about that? Can you tell me why the NFL draft is not socialism? This is exactly, does America run, so here's a broader point. Does America really want socialism? As long as you can put a pretty face on it, as long as you can make it, and it is competitive, the NFL is competitive in some ways, but how many other things do we have that are really socialist at base, but we don't mind them? Because we think it makes things run more smoothly, keeps things in line. You know, it's not pure capital. Maybe pure capitalism, or almost pure capitalism, is too much. What would happen, Dom? If there were a capitalist system and you could say, hey, I want to play in this league and the highest bidder or whoever has the best package for you or whatever moves you. Maybe your wife's from that town. Maybe you like the weather. Maybe you like how Philadelphia fans are. Shouldn't you be able to choose to say, that's where I want to go? 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. All right, Bill, so I gave a bone to soccer here, which is capitalistic, sort of.
Right. I mean, if we're looking at it on a system of just capitalism and socialism, mm-hmm. soccer is the perfect analogy of capitalism because you have the three teams that are in the bottom of 20 teams each year.
Right.
The bottom three at the end of the
it's
year.
Three.
Yeah, there are three teams. The 18th, 19th, and 20th place are right. bumped down to I think it's League One or Pro, I forget, whatever.
Triple A.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. The equivalent of that. The top three of that league are bumped up. So it's exactly what capitalism is. However, I look at it, and I've said that when we've talked about this in the past, I've always seen the draft as a perfect example of socialism that I'm okay with, because I look at it as almost like the U.S. economy. It's mostly capitalistic, mm-hmm. but it has some socialism influence.
Well, this is purely, though, socialism mm-hmm. for the guy. It's
right.
authoritarian. It's not even socialism.
Right. I mean, and people have always said, like, these guys aren't really done on their free will until about 25, 26, because then they get to, they're usually a free agent by then, depending
well, even
on the
then,
situation.
You got a lot of things that play into that about where you can go and what you can do.
So, right.
Unrestricted,
but you can choose
restricted,
your team.
That. Right. Yeah.
Right. You can choose your
right.
team. You can go, you can base how much you think you're worth, what you're not worth,
right.
stuff like that. So when it comes to the draft, I'm for it because I, as much as we make fun of them, Cleveland
mm-hmm.
has been given numerous chances to become good.
Why should they be?
But like, because they're bad. Like, why is
socialism
it
socialism again?
In right, but in the business perspective, as a business
right.
that is based on results, on 30, we'll say that. The NFL is the headquarters, and then the 32 teams are their branches.
Yes, that's exactly right. Now you're getting
why
it.
Do
right.
they? Why would they want 30? Or well, I forget. I'm blanking. The 12
yeah.
teams. It's 12. Why would they only want 12 teams to
mm-hmm.
Quote unquote be successful?
Right.
Despite only
okay,
12 teams
it,
or whatever making the playoffs.
Is this better for the fans?
I think so because
yeah.
it because like look at how the draft is perceived. Like, obviously, there's a bit of a weird period here in Philadelphia because I don't think many people care who the Eagles draft because they're probably going to, there's a chance that they're going to trade
okay.
back because they're Super Bowl champions. But if you're a Cleveland Brown fan, if you're a, especially if you're a New York Giant fan, there are some top prospects, maybe from Penn State's Saquon Barkley, who's this
right.
like next coming of.
All right, here's the downside. Along with the draft, what comes with it? Salary caps.
Right.
And, the like.
And that's exactly.
If you're a fan, you don't want to hear that. I don't. Your team should do whatever they can to win.
Maybe, but I don't think on the whole, I think you're in the minority. I don't think people care
being
about.
Being hoodwinked.
Because I think it's also. Because my generation is finally like getting it, I don't want to say, because millennials are really getting it, like becoming the age of really paying attention to sports.
Yeah.
And we've grown up with the Madden NFL games
mm-hmm.
of the world where we have literally, it is almost too realistic, the Madden NFL game.
But you mean you're drafting people and
you
telling
can
them
draft,
right.
You
okay.
can, like, you have to structure contracts. You can
well,
have
what
to,
about the player, though? What about their rights?
They don't like they have the right. I don't think the player is just. I think the player, when they say, unless it's an Eli Manning from a couple years back,
right?
I think when a player says, "I just want to play football. I just want to make my money." I think they really believe that. I don't think they care where they play.
Oh my God, that's just not true.
I think if you're paid, I think Carson's making $7 million. Over
yeah.
the this year, this upcoming year, no matter what happens, he's making about $7-8 million.
Wait a minute, you really believe people don't care mm-hmm. where they play?
Yeah, because in this because we're trying to conflate the NFL as a normal business, and it's not. It's not a Wells Fargo. It's not an Entercom.
People
radio
still do care where they want to play. They have
maybe
for
broader, but,
they want to play for
see,
a particular coach. They want to play in a particular system.
Maybe
you're
but
telling
when,
them they can't.
Maybe, but when you see that check clear and you're paid on that
right.
just that signing bonus in July,
right.
that game check on Tuesday, when that thing clears, you're like, no, I don't care. Like I just made $7
million. Think those are players I wouldn't want. Some guys want to win. They
maybe.
Want to be with the best team.
Well, look at, for that example, look at what happened with in 2004 when Eli said, "I'm not playing for the Chargers."
Well,
the
that's
Chargers
rare.
Took them,
there's only one or two. Right, there's only
flip flopped.
One or two a year might be able to do that. All right, let's get people in on this. It is that week. It is the week of the NFL draft. Am I in just the unbelievable? Can you square that? How do you compartmentalize that in your mind? And Bill's raising all the points. Yeah, a lot of people don't. By the way, I don't care about the cost of the parade. I saw what it was. It came down late on Friday. I don't think it's excessive, given how much people enjoyed it, given it's a once-in-a-lifetime for that sort of breakthrough. State taxpayers had to pay like $500,000. Here in Philadelphia, we paid most of it. I didn't think it seemed to be a gargantuan figure of around, what was it, $3 million, $2.5 million, $3 million, let's say on the high side, $3 million. Doesn't seem to be outrageous given what went into that. But the NFL draft is the principal one because it's a festival around this. All righty, 855-839-1210. So does it tell us there are certain things where socialism is better? There are certain areas of life. Is that the argument? That's what I'd like to ask you. Is the NFL, are we pro sports, are we better because the NFL is really the product? These are just branch offices. Now, they compete. They do all that stuff. That's part of the game. But they're only branches of one entity, the NFL, to make profit for them. That's what it comes down to. I don't know what analogy would use with another business, but it's like branches of Amazon or branches of some other techno company or branches of a bank, big branches. That's what these are. And they're competitive because they're playing games we like, but that's all that they are. 855-839-1210. You'll get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless push pound 1210. So as a bottom line, socialism has its place in the world. That's what this is. And people are fine with it because why? It works. It gives the best product. It gives hope to all these cities, like in Cleveland, who are bad and have been bad, because they can get better. They can compete. Hope springs eternal. That's socialism. Is that good? Capitalism is rough edge. Can you think of other areas where socialism, we like it better? It's better. Let's face it. Hard to find other areas, but pro sports somehow or another has morphed into an area where people like it and it gives a more pleasing result. That's what it comes down to. Michael in the Northeast is first in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Michael, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. How you doing? Great show.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you, I don't think it's socialism in any way, shape, or form.
Why not?
I'll tell you. I would liken it more to Wawa, where you join Wawa and you really want to work in that store in the Northeast, but they say, nope, you're going to have to work.
Well, wait a minute. These Wawas are not competing against each other in any way, shape, or form where people say, we're number one in a town. We beat the other 31 teams.
Well, I would look at it like this. I would look at the NFL as, even though it's separate entities within the one, I see it as one big, giant corporation where they all work together. But, I mean, really,
Well, wait a minute, then. Why all this fiction of we hate the Cowboys and we hate this and do all that and all that? It's billed as the most competitive place in the world. How could that coexist with all being one entity?
Because it's competitive for you and I.
But it's a fraud.
Well, it is a fraud. The guys making the big money, owners, then the people that whatever, they're hand in glove. They're playing golf together. They're working. This is their little baby.
I would agree with you about that. And what about the players then? Sure, they're well paid and all that. But we could say that about anything. We don't do that with actors. We don't do that with writers. We don't do that, thank God, with talk show hosts. You can go where somebody can pay you.
But we do it with almost everything. In a way, it is with you. I mean, or with me. If I'm in a company and they say, listen, we're sending you taxes or you lose your job.
Well, wait a minute, though. But the company doesn't. If you want to play, if you want to be in that, there are a multitude of things you can do. Here, you are drafted. They actually use the word draft, Michael.
Yes, they do. But I still think these players, they know they're joining the NFL. They know it's a big, I look at it as, like I said, one big company. And they know they're going to get sent wherever they're needed, in a sense, just like so many other.
I love how you just said that. So, see, the league office, they're going to send you where you need. That is a great line. That's what they're doing. You're right.
Yep.
But that's socialism.
It's nuanced. I wouldn't call it socialism.
You don't want to say you're cheering for socialism. We're going to be looking at a socialist enterprise this week. Commissars will be going to go through the fiction. If it were really competition, if it were really capitalism, Jeffrey Lurie could say, I want player X, and we're going to go and get him. I mean, it's becoming more when you look at South, about the only area where it's capitalism is how much you pay the coach. Maybe they'll change that soon. If you want a particular coach, you can essentially spend whatever you want to spend to get Doug Peterson or Belichick or whomever. You can, or assistant coaches, you can do all that stuff that can give you an edge. And they're not drafted. They make a determination of where they want to go. Don't give them ideas, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.